What's up? Here it is. First day of the tour. I've had full-blown food poisoning. I've been shitting all day yesterday and all night. And I gotta fly to New York, baby. We can't put it on any longer. First day of spring tour. I gotta get up. I gotta pack. I wish I had one more day here, but we're gonna make it happen. All right, just about time to go. Here's my valet. And as you can see, let's take a look here. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pieces of luggage. And this is honestly the most annoying part of traveling alone. Hopefully I can get real famous so I don't have to carry all this shit by myself. Let's go have a fun tour. All right, guys, we're here in the terminal. I'm literally walking to another terminal just so I can get a sandwich from Jimmy John's to take on the flight with me. Now, I also have to mention, I feel absolutely ridiculous doing this sort of thing, vlogging in public. People can see me doing this. And it's honestly embarrassing, but no shame. All right, so here we are at Delta Terminal 2. I don't know if I have a lot of time. Let's see what the line is for Jimmy John's. Jimmy John's line. Not too bad at all. I'm gonna do it. No, why did I say Jimmy John's? Jersey Mike's. I'm an idiot. I'm an actual idiot. One of the other things you gotta remember to deal with are delays. Are delays. Look at this. Look at that. Are you kidding me? We did it. We're here in New York. We're gonna go see my mom. We're gonna wish her happy birthday before we really start the tour. We're gonna see my mom. Day two. I'm trying to wake up a little bit earlier, trying to get on East Coast time because I'm gonna be traveling for about 3 weeks. And this is day three of having diarrhea. Dude, I don't know what I eat in Costa Rica, but I've literally been shitting water for the last 3 days. But we're gonna try to get shit done today. We're gonna go see my mom in White Plains and see what we can get done today. I love you guys. Let's see what we can do. We're here in Grand Central Station. Pretty cool. Okay, so we had to make a quick pit stop at the ShopRite on the walk to see my mom. You know, look, I got some flowers. It's nothing, they were like 10 bucks. It's not even that the flowers have to be nice. You just have to show that you're thinking, you know? Show up with something. Show up with one flower. Actually, I don't know. Don't show up with one flower. That seems kind of tacky. All right, we're pulling up. We're pulling up to the building. This is where they live. Oh, happy birthday. I got you some flowers. Nothing crazy. What's up, Mom?
Are you warm enough?
Yeah, I'm plenty warm. Don't worry.
Are you sure?
I'm very warm. I'm good. Rich, what's up? How we doing? We made it. What's up, y'all? I'm here with the nephews. What do you want to say?
1 + 1 = 99.
Oh.
No,
you guys have Uncle Morgan in the house. Hold on. Can you do the English accent again? Do the English accent.
Okay. Oi there, mate. You want a bottle of water?
Could I have a bottle of water?
Sure, mate. Here you go.
Oh, yeah, you might. A bottle of water. And drink it up, mate. Quick update, got here to Ithaca. Turns out we're doing a show for 700 students. I'm walking over to the CVS right now to get some Imodium because I've had diarrhea for the last 5 days. I haven't been able to shit anything solid, so I'm drinking a little bit of Gatorade. And I'm very tired. Hey, This is the life though, baby, right? We in Ithaca with diarrhea, baby. We in Ithaca with diarrhea. That's gonna be the name of my biopic. I didn't realize as I said that somebody was, you know, right over there smoking a cigarette. We did it, huh? How do you feel? We're here at Cornell, Joe Bay.
Loving it.
We're here at Cornell.
Loving
we got,
it.
We got Morgan, Jay, and Usama in the house.
Let's go. Yeah,
look at that. Oh my God, bro. 800 people? What the fuck? What the frick? Usama, are you ready?
Whoa.
You ready?
I'm gonna chop a piss. Let's go.
800 people, bro.
Oh,
excited?
Yeah.
That's
oh
what they said, 800.
800 potential cancellings.
That's right.
800 potentially canceling.
You ready?
Electric energy.
Bro, I'll get it going for you.
So it's Saturday. We're going to Orlando today. The show at Ithaca went well, but I did cough quite a bit during the show. I went to urgent care. I got a Z-Pack. I took it last night. And honestly, I don't feel like I got diarrhea today. So I wish I had done that sooner. But here we are. Voice is a little bit tired. I am concerned for the rest of the trip, so I am going to do a little bit of a... I'll show you what it looks like later.
I feel like Bane.
But yeah, we're going to go, we're going to hydrate, we're going to drink a lot of freaking fluids, replace all the stuff that shot out of my asshole the last couple days, and we're going to get better, and we're going to kill all these shows, and let's do it.
Please stand clear of the pedestrian and hold on to the handrails. The gate link will be departing momentarily for the main.
You see, this is one of those things that you don't really see when you're on tour.
This is a nebulizer, and what this is pure marijuana. No, this is a saline solution.
And what this does is it helps moisten your vocal cords.
And the saline helps the moisture stick. Also good if you've just been having issues in general breathing or you've had a cough, this is good. So while I'm on tour, for days I have shows or I'm particularly dry, I will do this in an effort to keep my voice on point.
I feel like Bane. I feel like Bane right now. I feel like one of those dudes from Dune, but the bad guys, you know what I'm talking about? Just it's not all black.
Well, well, well. Look who decided to show up. Krista, I'm here with Krista. Krista, pick
Hi.
Me up. We're going to the Orlando Funny Bone, formerly known as the Orlando Improv. When did it turn to the Funny Bone?
First of the year.
First of
whole
the
lot of
year.
Not a lot of changes.
Are you running? Are you the owner? Like, what are you doing?
I'm the GM.
You're the general manager.
Mm-hmm. And so I handle all the operations.
And what is your favorite thing about working at a comedy club?
Never the same thing twice.
Yes. Well, we're gonna have a good time
perfect
tonight.
Perfect for my ADHD.
Sold out show. Okay.
Yay.
Ooh. Okay. Orlando Funny Bone. So this is my second time here. First time we were here, it was also a Sunday. I think we sold something like 200 tickets, maybe a little bit less. And now tonight, the show is all sold out. So we're gonna have a great time. Julian here. What's up, Julian? Say what's up to the camera.
What's up, y'all?
What's up? How you doing? Is that, you know what it is? Like,
hey.
All right, bro, let's get the sound right. Let's do it. Okay, so this is the part of the night where I go into the manager's office and I go, where's my money? I say, where's the money?
I have no money.
We sold the show out. Where's the check, Krista?
Money, it's right here,
where is it? I'm just kidding, she's writing. Write it out.
I got it.
Write it out. Write it.
No,
I'm fucking with you. It was a great show. I appreciate
started.
You. But where's the fuck? Where's the money? Where's the money?
I got bricks of cash. Bricks
where's
of
the
cash.
Money? Okay,
I
got you.
That's a funny bone. Yeah.
Krista, I don't want to break your knee. I'm sorry. I'm out of control. Okay, so we're here at the Soho House in Austin. Sometimes you get lucky enough to do these really cool, like, hip gigs. And we're here with Jess. Jess, say what's up.
What's up?
I don't know if Jess was personally the one responsible for booking me.
She was indeed.
I fucking love Jess. Mm-hmm. And look at our green room. I don't think I've ever had a green room this nice before. Look at this. Look at this green room.
I've never had a green room this nice before. Still waiting for my fruit, though. I don't know where my fruit is. We're here with the Wolves of Glendale.
What's up?
What is that? What the fuck is he doing?
It's like a gimbal,
what
dude.
Future tech is
it's a little gimbal. It's like smooth. You want to try it out?
Star Wars. Cool. This is cool as hell.
It's like a thermometer.
Yeah. If you press this three times, it will flip. Hey, what's up? We're here!
Dude. You just gotta look at it. Wow. It's so smooth, also. Dude, this is
get
sick.
This.
No.
Dude.
Hey, talk.
What's it called?
It's called Taint Cam 4K.
It's called Taint Cam.
I can't wait to buy a Taint Cam.
All right, we're here in Washington, D.C. We got 5 sold-out shows at the D.C. Improv. And your boy has yet another ailment. I went to urgent care and I might have pink eye. Could be seasonal allergies, but we're gonna err on the safe side. So let's put it this way. So it's like your boy got RSV, terrible GERD, then he got another cough, which he still has, kind of. Then I got explosive diarrhea, and now I got pink eye. So we're in DC with pink eye, baby. I'm really excited about these shows because this is honestly one of the best clubs in the country. So I know it's gonna be an incredible show. Are you two gonna fuck tonight? For sure. Let's go. So we just did the show. How do you guys feel it went? Do we feel like it went good?
It was so great.
This is my little vlogging camera.
I know. It's the Osmo.
Have you
baby.
Seen this shit? Here, yeah. Play it. And it flips.
Yeah. There we go.
Or, yeah, and then
it's 4K too.
4K. Yeah.
Why is it stuck on me?
Oh yeah, because
it's face tracking.
All right, so here's the deal. I'm in Philadelphia right now. I've been on the road for almost 3 weeks. No, 2 weeks. And somebody on Instagram, this guy Joey Crespo offered me a haircut. So Joey's gonna come through. We're gonna get a little snip, snip, little buzz, buzz. What's up, bro?
Hey, what up? What's going on?
Internet, what's going on, bro? It's just us two. We're waiting for somebody.
Nah, it's just us two.
All right, let's roll up. Nice to meet you, man.
How you doing?
Thanks for hitting me up.
No problem. I knew you were in town.
Okay.
So I was like, let me just comment under the page and see if you respond.
All right.
And he did. And now we're here.
Sometimes I respond. And I'm only responding to people who give me haircuts or offering a service. If you're in my comments not bringing something to the table, why would I respond?
Right.
You know what I mean? He brought the whole kit. We're gonna get cleaned up for the first show tonight. We got 3 sold out shows in Philadelphia. We just got lined up.
Let's go.
He just earned his free tickets. He earned his free tickets to the show, and I earned my haircut. You know what I'm saying? And I'm feeling fresh. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling clean. We're gonna do sound check. You got 2 cuts you gotta do.
Yep, 2 cuts.
So I'll see you in a couple hours.
I'll see you at 7:20.
Who's calling you, dude? Is that? That's what I thought it was. Birth control. Where is it? Take it. Take your birth control, dude. Birth control! Hold on.
Hey.
Yeah. She taking the birth control. So Jimmy can hit it wrong. So he can bust the nut inside of his vagina. Philadelphia, it's cold as fuck. Doing a little sightseeing. Look, here's a fountain. Look at this. I don't know what this fountain is called, but you know. But we're right now we're walking to the Rocky steps. We're gonna go up these steps to see a fictional movie character. He's not even a real person.
I've never even seen the movies.
They're all the same.
That's the song, right?
Yeah. Oh my God, here it is.
Yo,
got it shot?
Yeah.
It's 7 p.m.
That's so stupid.
I'm Rocky, he's Apollo Creed, okay?
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Can you go down there?
And we do it real high with the camera, guys.
Yeah, go for it. Take it.
Doing what you got doing, huh?
Jesus.
I kind of got lazy when it came to using this towards the end of the tour, but today's the last day here, spring tour. If you want to call it that, it's been cold as fuck. I am going to the Boston airport in a moment. We did a lot of sold out shows. We had a lot of good, discovered a lot of good stuff in the material. Now we have a 6.5 hour flight back to LA, and we got a couple days. We really don't have a days off, but we have a couple days at home, and then we go to Europe, and now that's gonna be some shit. So let's get the fuck out of here, man. Let's get the fuck out of here. It's been nice. Follow your dreams. If I could say anything, follow your dreams. Build yourself a life that you don't need to take a vacation from. That's what I'm going to tell you. Because that's how I feel. While I am tired, I don't feel like I need a vacation. I just need some days off. I'll catch you later.